Well, good evening, everybody. Tonight, we're going to hear a unique perspective from the three candidates that are running for Kootenai County Commissioner seat number one. And our first candidate that we'll be speaking with is John Padula. And John's here with us tonight. And John, why don't you take a minute and introduce yourself and explain to everybody why you're running for this office and what you plan to accomplish. So.
Well, my name is John Padula. I'm running for County Commissioner seat one. My desire to run for this office is, well, first of all, I don't have a desire to be in politics or be in this realm at all, but I've seen the need for it over the last several years. There's a polarization in our community and across this nation. And as a pastor in our community, my heart is to bring healing and bring unity back into Kootenai County. So my heart is to serve the people and get these offices back to public servants instead of just politicians. So frustrated with our political atmosphere in Kootenai County, to be honest with you.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you.
Yes, sir.
Your first question tonight, John, and remember you have 2 minutes to respond to this, but the first question we have for you is name one thing the county commission could do to improve the quality of life here in Kootenai County and explain how you would work to implement that.
Okay. I believe that growth is one of the things that is making it hard in Kootenai County. And I think that we need to work together with everybody. There's a lot of people who kind of lean one way or another when it comes to growth. There's people who just want to stop the growth. And then there's others who kind of have the idea that it's feast or famine. Hey, we can build and sell. Let's do it. And I've been meeting with developers, realtors, and people who don't really like the growth at all and trying to come up with a solution to manage the growth and make sure that we're not burning up all of our resources. I think we need to look at the aquifer. I mean, we have places like Lakeland School District that are completely bursting at the seams, and there's just more growth. So I think we need to look at all of those things and come up with solutions as a community. So that's kind of my heart.
Okay. Great. Thank you. The second question we have for you, John, again, you'll have 2 minutes for this, is in a contested primary election, members of the same party are squaring off against one another. And oftentimes voters wonder, well, they're both from the same party. What differences do they really have? And I think that's a fair question. And so if you were asked that question, what difference do you have as it relates to the other opponents that you're running against for this seat?
Well, we've had a really good relationship with all the candidates running for this seat. We've all met together. We've encouraged each other. I think we've had a very fair and honest race so far. As a pastor, I think I see things a little different. And plus, everybody knows my testimony. I was a criminal before I came to Christ 15 years ago. I worked with the criminal justice system for the last 15 years with the prosecutors, the attorneys, the judges, helping people in the jail system. So I think I have a different perspective when it comes to our criminal justice system. And I'm the only candidate who has experience on inside and outside of the criminal justice system, which may be a bad thing, but I can use it to help benefit the community. So I think I have a unique perspective when it comes to those things. I really like the guys that I'm running against. And when I just tell everybody, pray, be informed. You're going to find people whose values line up with your values and some who may not. So I want to represent the community as a whole, or whether they have the same biblical worldview or worldview that I do or not. So that's my...
Very good. Well, that's a unique perspective and relationship, and certainly be commended. So, all right. Well, our final question is a bit more specific. And again, you'll have 2 minutes for this one, just as a reminder, John. But you mentioned growth as, you know, something that you're concerned about. And there's no question that growth is on the top of mind for many here in Kootenai County. And it's an issue that seems to be gaining more attention. You hear about traffic congestion. You hear about subdivision zoning. If you're elected, you know, how would you approach the solutions to growth? And again, how would you manage that in the long term for the future of the county?
I think I kind of answered that earlier. The way that I would address it is meeting with the community as a whole and looking at everybody's perspectives, taking everybody's ideas and seeing what we can do to make sure that nobody's being left out of the equation. If you lean this way, you're kind of neglecting this part of the population. And if you side with this part of the population, you're, you know, neglecting the other. So I think we work together as a community and find out the best way to manage that growth and look at 10-year, 20-year plans instead of just trying to catch up to where we currently are. As I said before, my heart is to represent everybody and get everybody's ideas and not just go in there and do what I think is right. So that's kind of my solution for everything, is to get community feedback and do what's best for everybody.
And just maybe digging into that a little bit further, you know, one thing that I'm sure that you've seen through your campaign and certainly may see in your candidacy is finding a consensus isn't always the easiest thing to do. How do you approach finding a consensus so that you could kind of implement your vision on the solutions to growth?
Well, I have to take my personal view and make sure that we're going with not just the majority, but the majority that's best for everybody. And I know that no matter what decisions are made, every commissioner makes somebody mad. I've watched that over the last several years. Even if it's best for the community as a whole, somebody gets upset about it. So I think being able to have good conflict resolution is huge. And I do that every day as a pastor. So I think that we can make this work and we can be a benefit to the community.
Very good. Well, just have one final question for you, and it's really just an opportunity to close and tell the voters here in Kootenai County why they should vote for you. And we appreciate you joining us and give you that opportunity to give us your closing statement.
Okay. I think that if you vote for me and I'm elected, I think I'll be able to represent the community as a whole. I will be available for the community. I have for the last 15 years since I've came to Christ. I've given out my phone number to everybody, which is not always the best idea, but I believe that as a representative of the citizens that I need to be available, and that all people in these elected seats should be available for all of the community. Unfortunately, we've seen people get elected and it's almost like they become a celebrity. They're untouchable. You can't reach them. They don't answer questions. And I will not be that person. So I'll be a good representative of the people.
Well, thank you, John. I appreciate your time here and helping inform the voters about your candidacy and what you bring to this race.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Yes. Yeah.